morning. Welcome, everybody. We are really excited to be here. My name is Colleen Reinhardt. I'm the Chief Programming Officer at MHP Salud. I'm located in Florida. Ashley Martin is also located at our Florida office, and today we will be presenting on a program that is specific to Texas. Just to let you know, we have no disclosures. And just to get us started today, I did want to take a little sit-down, stand-up statistic. So can you stand up if this is your first time in New Orleans? Wow, that's pretty amazing and a lot of fun. Okay, go ahead and have a seat. Can you stand up if anybody has visited Bourbon Street while at the APHA conference? Good. Glad to see that people have gotten out of the hotels and convention centers and even the strip mall. How about, can you stand up if you are a certified application counselor? Okay, we've got a couple in the room. And then can you stand up if you are a navigator and not a patient navigator, but a navigator for marketplaces? None. Great. Okay, so what we are going to talk a little bit about today, and the title of our presentation was Community Health Workers as Health Insurance Marketplace Navigators, Lessons Learned and Paths Forward. And I just do want to clarify at the beginning of this presentation that we are referring to navigators for marketplace through CMS, and we are not referring to patient navigators that we are also hear commonly in our CHW world. So a little bit of background on the Affordable Care Act and marketplaces. As you may know, states have the choice to either adapt a state-based marketplace system, a federally facilitated system, or through a state partnership. And the state of Texas was a federally facilitated marketplace. Individuals can enroll for insurance through the marketplace, either online through a call center or utilizing in-person assisters. And there's a variety of different in-person assisters, what I mentioned earlier, which are the certified application counselors, as well as navigators. The main difference between a certified application counselor and navigators is navigators have the role of outside of just assisting in the application process, they also provide outreach and education on marketplace insurance. Navigator funding was provided during the first year to 105 different grantees across the United States, and MHP Salud was a recipient of that for the Lower Rio Grande Valley in Texas. So I just want to talk a little bit about why we chose to utilize community health workers as navigators, and just by sharing some of the demographics for this region, I hope that that kind of sets the stage as to why we chose to use Promotores de Salud as navigators in our region. So as you can see, this the Lower Rio Grande Valley is located on the most southern part of Texas, and it is a border community. 91% of the residents are Hispanic or Latino, and there's an estimated 353,000 individuals uninsured in 2011. And as you can see by the rates, obviously a large percentage of them fall below the federal poverty line. So as I mentioned, with our Navigator grant, we decided to utilize Promotores de Salud as navigators. And keep in mind, the first year of open enrollment period was challenging and a lot of surprises for everybody from the federal level, state levels, and local levels. So we had a lot of challenges, and it was even more challenging to utilize Promotores, but we knew that that was the best way for us to serve the community that we were serving in the Lower Rio Grande Valley. So as we know, Promotores de Salud and community health workers are trusted members of the community. They speak their language. They come from the communities that they're serving. We've been serving the Lower Rio Grande Valley for over 25 years, and our promotores are well known and trusted in those communities. We knew that there was a lot of information that individuals would have to understand before even applying for marketplace insurance. So we knew that the promotores would be the best individuals to provide this information to them and help them through the system. They have the trust for the individuals to give this personal information and feel comfortable in doing so. All of the tools that our promotores use, which I will go ahead and pass one around, and if you could just pull it off, were either in Spanish or bilingual. And again, basic information to just first get an understanding of what is health insurance. With that being said, I'll go ahead and pass that pad around if everybody could pull one, and I will let Ashley talk a little bit about the challenges that we had using community health workers and how we have been able to overcome them and implement those things in our second year of Navigator funding.
Thank you, Colleen. Thank you guys for hanging around for this. I was the senior managing director on this program and got to work with our program directors, our program coordinators, and our team of promotora navigators on this program. So I do want to go through some of the challenges. As Colleen alluded to, we did have challenges, you know, from the national level, the state level, given the, you know, the political atmosphere in the state of Texas. The CMS and state-based training requirements in particular, were a challenge for our promotoras. We normally like to do more on-the-ground, in-person, adult learning-style interactive trainings with our promotoras. And the CMS and state-based trainings were both online. Last year, the CMS was only available in English, and so we had to do a lot to supplement that training, making it more interactive, doing a lot of role plays, so that the promotoras really felt comfortable with the massive amount of information that they were going to have to be able to pass along to the community. The need for bilingual navigators, this is not normally a requirement for our navigators, especially in the Rio Grande Valley, but here, just because of the nature of the program, the majority of our promotoras were bilingual in English and Spanish. Having them have a basic comfort level utilizing technology, both the laptops, accessing the internet, accessing the marketplace portal, navigating that portal, as well as using our smartphone-based application for our evaluation, we required a basic level of that comfort from our promotoras to be a navigator. Other challenges included, we did have hourly workers, and as we got further into open enrollment, there was a higher demand as more and more people, you know, the procrastinators, they waited until February and March, you know, just really taking a lot of time and having to be flexible in the amount of time we were having with our promotoras. It did require a higher level of supervision and support. We had a tiered system of supervision and a lot of involvement in the field with our navigators. There was some turnover amongst our navigators, and the majority of that was more related to personal issues going on that took them away from the time commitment that was needed to provide this type of navigator support. And then just in general misconceptions and understanding the navigator role on our part. When we wrote the grant from CMS to the time we were actually implementing it, things were changing. And things changed on a daily basis at a national level, at a state level. So we just kind of had to roll with the punches, keep our eye on the prize, moving forward while integrating all of these changes that were coming about. Slides got cut off a little bit, but I mentioned some of the ways we overcome these challenges, really working with our promotora navigators to incorporate popular education techniques, role plays, sociodramas, really interacting with them, making them comfortable about being out there in the community, providing that support service, providing CMS training. Our program directors were in the room with them as they were going through the modules, providing interpretation, we couldn't really do that during the actual testing components that were in English, so that was another barrier to our bilingual promotores that tended to prefer things to be in Spanish. And I'm happy to say the training is offered in Spanish this year, so the recertification process has been a little bit easier. We had team-based weekly meetings in addition to one-on-one supervisions, bringing everybody together, having that time to disseminate new information that was coming out from CMS on a weekly basis to the team. And then our program coordinators and directors were actually out in the field with our navigators, supporting them and helping them provide services, setting up spaces throughout the four counties that we were targeting. And then including a language and technology assessment during the actual interview process for our navigators. Internal technology training, making sure they were comfortable with the computer systems that they had out in the community, being able to access wireless internet when they were out, utilizing the smartphone applications that we have. Overtime also became more important as we went through open enrollment. Again, February and March really caused more time to be needed by the navigators. So we built a bank of overtime, and there was flexibility amongst the teams and navigators. So if navigators had the ability and wanted to get the overtime, they could do that. If they had more personal constraints and couldn't, you know, there was that flexibility in there for who was able to take that overtime. We also did a job reclassification pretty early on in the process. We have two tiers of promotores within our organization, and so we promoted them to the second tier of promotores that also came with a $2 pay increase from $14 an hour to $16 an hour, just because the technical skills required and time commitment from that role. And as I mentioned, team-based supervision of our promotora by our staff. Community challenges, I'm sure a lot of you are equally aware of this. Texas, we're still seeing issues related to the Medicaid coverage gap. A lot of people came through and were interested in seeing if they were able to apply for health insurance through the marketplace, but many of them couldn't afford it, even with some subsidies that were offered to them. And so the majority of the people that we saw did fall into this Medicaid coverage gap. Lack of knowledge about the Affordable Care Act, as well as health insurance in general, what a copay was, what a deductible is, even how to access the system once you had health insurance. These are all things that we were having to address amongst our population before interacting with them with patient navigator services during and after open enrollment. And technology, you know, the first thing you have to have if you're going to set up an application in a system is an email, and the majority of our people had never even had email address set up. So we spent a lot of time. CMS at the beginning was like, oh, it'll take 30 minutes to be able to get people through. Our promotores saw people, you know, 3, 4, 5 times over multiple weeks, 2 and 3 hour sessions. So it really took a lot of time commitment. And they, you know, developed relationships with these people. And we're excited. And we've got a lot of nice case studies about, you know, the people that were really able to go through the process and benefit from our promotores working as navigators. Other programmatic challenges, the need in the Rio Grande Valley was greater than the capacity. We only had 7 navigators through our CMS grant, but we worked with a lot of other people in the valley setting up larger enrollment events. We had a good network and collaborators. Again, we mentioned the political atmosphere. New regulations came out at the beginning of the year, so halfway through open enrollment, that required 20 additional hours through the state of Texas. Our organization also had to be certified to provide navigator services. That included background checks and fingerprinting, which was an interesting process with our navigators because it was kind of invasive for them. But, you know, we passed it, we got through all those hurdles, and we were able to move forward and have a successful open enrollment process. Call center support, identity verification, website issues, particularly for our population, the identity verification through Experian was very challenging for those that had been in the States for less than 5 years. It took a lot of time with our navigators on the phone with Experian and our clients, and a lot of those Experian folks could not offer bilingual services either. So quickly, we're in under 1 minute, so just to give you a brief overview of our outcomes, reaching around 9,000 people in the Valley, that's both in person through distribution of materials through community meetings. We had 153 community outreach and education events we participated in, a large reach through social media, specifically targeting the lower Rio Grande Valley. Enrollment, we assisted with about 1,100 applications, either online or paper applications, and that represented about 1,900 individuals and their families. And this is our billboard that we produced for the program. Partnerships, as I mentioned before, it was a really big part of our success in the Valley, and that's something that we will be continuing in our Navigator Year 2 grant from CMS, building on those partnerships and offering larger community events in the Rio Grande Valley. And lastly, just our community health workers had a huge role after open enrollment, special enrollment periods, and also just getting out there and talking to people, what do I do now if I got coverage? How do I access those services? We only go part way if we only get them to the insurance. So if they don't know how to access those services, if they're not, you know, seeking doctors in that care, then we're not doing our job. And that's it. We'll allow for questions at the end.
Thank you very much, Colleen and Ashley.